member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
One or two technical hitches there.
Yeah.
My instant mixing.
But it's great. Fuck it.
Thanks so much for talking, Tony. Bloody hell.
Sorry.
Yeah, same as last week, you weirdo. It's Punky. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hinton.
And you've reached what can only be described, I think, as the first ever podcast / internet radio show to feature a recorder session with the good people of Bonanza.
Yes.
That's right. More of that later in the show. I don't want to ruin things. So, you've been in Riga, Tony. Have you come back in a better mood?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm giving you the chance to talk, man.
No, I'm fine.
Once again, you're not taking it, are you?
No.
You're not taking it. Oh, dear. Scary music. I got another four great songs for you this week. Got a load of stuff to get through. Music this evening from the four corners of the globe. As we embrace the World Cup once again. You presumably have got a story from Riga, have you?
Not a lot happened. I can generally talk about it.
I have got a story from Hitchin.
Yeah.
And you haven't got a story from Riga?
No.
Shall we get on with the first track straight away?
Yes.
Yeah, you better do, seeing as you've got nothing to say. I don't know, man. You have a few days off. You don't know what's going on. I've got proof positive, by the way, that I wasn't an arsehole to you last week. Just so that you know.
Don't care.
No, I know you don't care anymore. This is the Dead Identities. Can you guess their website?
Deadidentities.com.
Get in! This is not my... I think they're friends of Wonk Unit. They sent us this a while ago. I'm sorry I haven't played it before now. They will be on our top 8 as well. But it's deadidentities.com. And this is Not My Country. And there's a bit of a lead-in.
Right.
So maybe we can collect our thoughts and decide what we're going to do on this week's podcast during the song.
Okay.
Good idea, that, I reckon. And Jake, will you get older really quickly, please? Way. That is the Dead Identities. And that song is called Not My Country. And if you want a brief description, Tony, right, about them, they're brought together by the remaining members of Dropout Kids. Dead Identities believe a song isn't worth playing if it's not loud and fast with a sing-along chorus. I think we agree with them, don't we?
That's the general alcohol attitude things, yeah.
Yeah, except that you don't bother with anything being catchy. only joking. Oh, and thank you very much, Jeff Ugly Shoes. I'm sorry that we still haven't sorted out your new tracks, but it's because I'm a fucking idiot, basically. I don't think we've got a word of the week this week, you know?
Maybe we ought to do the new tracks thing. Sorry, but I'm a bit of a tangent. For the second... No, for our first show of the second year...
Okay, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That gives me time.
Exactly.
That gives us some time.
It gets the American tour out of the way and then...
The American tour, as we're now calling it. Yeah. Hey, right. I think we ought to do... if you don't... I'll do MySpace latest comments and then you do podcast out of here. Yeah. MySpace.com/punkyradio. It's ours. There's loads on it. There's loads on it now.
There's the new Ruby Breastnut video.
Yeah, you can just hang about on there for quite a while. Ruby Breastnut, I've interviewed Ruby Breastnut this evening for next week's show.
Right.
And she's going to be doing a monthly... We might as well start this going now. Okay. She's going to be doing a monthly... What's that thing called?
Horoscopes.
Horoscopes, yeah. She's going to do a monthly... Basically, Clito as Brito... Just go on the MySpace page and look at this thing. She's going to do a monthly reading for either just the month or punky listeners are having the birthday that month. So if we work on the basis that she'll probably start in July or August, if your birthday's in August, if your birthday's in July or August, email paulieb@punkyradio, tell me all about it. I'll pass it on to... this loony tune who's going to be starting doing stuff on our show. And you never know, you might get your own personal reading, give as much or as little information as you like. Yeah. I'm sure as this develops, what will happen is you'll send in stuff about other people.
More than likely. Yeah.
But still, anyway, MySpace, loads to do on it, MySpace.com, we love MySpace. I'm a 36-year-old, 17-year-old, don't you know, Tony?
Really?
This one's come from Jamie. Hey, cheers for reading out our email, and what I have to say is one of your best shows to date. Haha, open brackets. Nearly made Uncle Foamy stand up and do the okey-cokey. We do truly, truly love your show. Sam and Amy, these are the artists. Sam and Amy are both single, by the way. So I'm thinking that the shenanigans about Tony and women could soon stop when me and the girls come up for your next block party. Still flat-faced after hearing flat-faced said by you two. Chuffing awesome. We'd be honoured if we could do more artwork for Punky. Made our year that you liked him. Sorry for turning you into an emo, Tony, but you did get to kill a James cunt-loving kitten.
That makes so much more sense now you realise who they are.
Love Jamie.
I read that and thought, oh, yeah. Cool.
Next one's from Chantel. Your Canadian accent sounds too much like your kitten blurred accents, and I am not kitten blurred, so you need to improve that accent. Also, Tony isn't really gay. Well, I don't think he is. I think you're the gay one, Paul. And you just called Tony gay in order to make people think that you aren't gay, but you are. And you're just jealous that Tony isn't gay. Ha ha. Are you managing to keep up with this? You're both a couple of piss mops.
I'm not gay.
Yeah, both a couple of piss mops, if you ask me, though. What was the origin of the word piss mop? Laugh out loud, Chantel.
Check the Pocket Dictionary. Surely it's not on, there.
I don't... Well, it is on there, but I don't know whether...
I think you just created it.
No, the person that came up... We did get an email from someone who called us piss mops in the first place. I can't remember who it was, though. I can't remember who it was. We will try and find out for you, Chantel. Right. Gabba gabba hey. This is from The Dave. What's happening, you cuntzillas? That's not a bad word of the week. Ha ha ha. I forgot to email you guys. You might not remember, but a couple of months ago, you guys disrespected my year 12 dean, Mr. Whitelock. Do you remember that?
No.
Well, my mum heard the broadcast when I was listening to it, and she went off the Richter. She was so aggro that I had no tolerance for Mr. Whitelock. The fuckers. Harg, harg, harg. Nice work on last week's show. Dick flops. Keep it gay. The Dave.
Keep it gay.
There's quite a lot of homosexuality in the start of the show.
We haven't got a lot of homo content, have we?
Surely not. No, but let's hope that Total Talk Nonsense are listening. The big fat gay lords. Goopa goopa, you smacktards. Thoroughly enjoying the podcast, as usual. Keep it up. Anywho, after careful deliberation, an official scientific classification has been made for the kitten bloods of this world. Crius maximus. Common name, kitten blood. Kitten blood. Scientific name, Crius maximus. And that's from Kayla. Thank you, Kayla. Last but not least, haha. MySpace as a promo for a James Blunt gig in the Cutting Hall. Can it get more emo? A well-placed bomb and all the core of emos in New York City would be non-existing. There is really a place called the Cutting Hall, and it's where the emos go. You guys rock. England in the final. Denmark can't be asked to compete. We'd rather sit at home drinking Carlsberg and draw funny drawings of the prophet, Daniel. Daniel's the guy who wants to meet you.
Yeah.
He's freaked you out. Those Danish, well, it's after all the stalking adverts with the Carlsberg escaping the country.
Oh, yeah.
And all the game. Ning, 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 ning. Oh, yeah, there's all the jewels in there. But they're not jewels, they're out of a lampshade. And don't kill us for liking your beer. That's what I say there. Right then, Podcast Alley, Tony.
Yes.
Tell them all about it. Talk to me, Harry Winston.
Podcast Alley. So they have this voting system.
Tell me all about it.
The voting system on there, which is fundamentally flawed, but we don't know how. We are third in the music and radio category.
We would be first, but for wankers.
And we are just behind a Harry Potter fan chat thing.
Which shouldn't be in
our bit. We don't quite know why it's in the music radio category.
Shouldn't be in our bit.
Yeah.
Shouldn't
be in
our bit.
If you do listen to us and you like us, what? But either way, just please vote for us. Go to our MySpace page or just Punky Radio. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the page, there is an important please read. Click on that and enter your email address. And if you like, comment in the subject and help vote for us. Keep our name up there, get more listeners, and feed our egos. Okay. Right then, so this is the top six.
Sorry, it was a top five, but there was an extra one.
In
late.
The fans of the fans of the fans of Harry Potter. What's the matter with these people? They're even more pathetic than the wannabe emos. Well, at least the crybabies are going down. Three is a magic number. Go, Punky! Always looking!
Always looking for the voting. Always looking. Thanks, Daniel. And he's right as well. What are they doing there?
I don't know.
What are they doing there?
Well, the crybabies definitely are. They're all like seventh now.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, to be fair to them, they just had a month when they told everyone to vote.
Yeah.
And then they obviously don't.
Listeners.
They don't go on with it that much, so I can't really have a go at them, to be honest with you.
I've never listened.
I've got new people to hate, anyway. The fans of the fans of the fans of the fans of the spod wank.
Yeah, I do
Harry
like Harry Potter, but
of course you
I would
do.
Never listen to these.
Geek boy.
This is true. I can't argue with that.
You can't argue with that.
No. Great! Extremely funny, extremely rocking, and absolutely great. Why listen to music that blows? Listen to Punky instead. From Crinklebine, 237.
I've got no pants on.
I know.
What? You know?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been staring at me?
Yeah.
You've been staring at my knackers?
Yeah. So I'm staring down.
They are dropping a bit.
Wee! Awesome! Nothing you can do will stop me from listening. No, I'm not an illegal dwarf. I don't give a shit what you tell me. I've listened since I was 9. And
fuck you, I won't tidy my bedroom.
Yeah, and nothing's going to stop me now. Don't stop me. Bye, Piss Mops. Bye, Jake's 95. This is who is 9.
Fuck you, I won't tidy my bedroom.
Rage against the pencil case.
Jake but said he's been listening since he was 9.
Last week he said he was 11.
He is 11.
We've not even got
his MySpace page says he's 14 to get the profile, but where it says how old he is, it says he's 10.
Right.
Right, I think he's lying. I think he's 25, and I'm leaving it at that.
Probably.
Next.
Okay. Beat a Kitten Blood. Best comp of music and hilarity on the web since ever.
Since
Dylan
ever.
Dylan Messenger. Well worth of a vote.
Well, say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dylan, thank you very much. I thank all our listeners.
All right, yeah.
If they email me.
In your own special way.
Thank them
by stalking them.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now you'll never be rid of me.
It's like the opposite of the Jay and Silent Bob thing. I fly across around the world and just stalking
just going,
our listeners.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Hi. Come back. Talk to me.
But, Tony, how did you know I was here? I'm always looking.
Always stalking. Punk History 101. You guys are funny and I like the music you play. But to be honest, I don't know much about punk. Maybe you could put together an occasional short segment where you cover punk history by the year or country or style or whatever, and maybe open it to listener contributions from Lord Raylock. Raylock? I was in so bad reading that then. And then
I
got the name. Thank you, Mr. Lord, for your comments.
Thank you, Mr. Lord. All right, mate.
There's the Podcast Alley comments.
All right, there's the Podcast Alley comments. I might read out a couple of the emails and messages now, because I've just realised I was going to do it in the next bit, but there's something else I want to do in the next bit. So, if you've got something that you really want to get off your chest and get on the show, mm-hmm. the best thing to do is email paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com.
Yes.
If you send a MySpace message, they do tend to get lost, but I have managed to keep one or two of those in this week because they were so good. Here comes the first one. This one came from Dylan, right? What up, man? Just listen to the show. Good stuff. I want to spark a topic for next show because for the first time ever, I understand why people call Tony gay. You fucking hurt his feelings because he messed up your joke. That's the fucking fruitiest fucking thing I've ever heard. Way to have a sack, you fucking knight of the brown hole, skirt-wearing chick. Emo fucking bullshit. You've even started off on me like that. Oh, if you ever started off on me like that, I'd tell you to go fuck your mum. Tell him I said to grow a pair. That's from Dylan. All right? Okay?
All right.
It's all right, though. Everything works out for you. This one's from Tom Justice. All right, dickwads, how's it going? Punky's a fucking great show. It kicks the piss out of those fucking kid-blurred emo piss flaps. If those cunts... By the way, if you can lower the swearing, guys, we do appreciate it. If those cunts would stop cheating for 2 seconds, you'd beat them like a ginger stepchild. One thing that really sends me to Fishtown is when the fags invent their own little categories for their shite music, and you see bands that are apparently emo, screamo, post-hardcore scene. Emo, screamo, hardcore scene. That's how I remember it. That's me, not him. Soon they'll realise the error of their ways, and we'll find them in the darkened room, sat in a puddle of kitten blood, clutching to their diaries or having a good wank. Cunts. From Tom. Reply if you agree, it'll get me out of Fishtown for the next 5 minutes. That's I not, did, and he was.
That's not MySpace Tom, is it?
Could be. Could be.
Hey.
Yeah, he's getting angry now he's sold it to Murdoch. Yeah. MySpace Tom coming on board with the punky massive. Hopefully he'll get better dressed soon. He's the scruffiest fucker in cyberspace. Hello, guys. This is Ollie from Middletown, DE. I think that's Delaware. And I have to say that even though I've lived in this state for 15 years, I seem to have more of an English accent than an American accent just from listening to your show for a month. Emos are everywhere. I just want to slit their wrists for them so they will shut the fuck up. Your show brings me hope that there will be less bitching and whining from the world in the future. The music on your show is fucking fantastic and kicks the shit out of our excuse we call American pop. I love you guys so much and hope nothing changes on your show. And fuck anyone who says you cuss too much. Fuck those fucking twats. I will continue to listen and can't wait to hear for your next podcast. Rock on from Ollie. P.S. Since I live far away, I thought that to send you a letter would be pointless. I don't remember asking for one. So if you could please use this message on your show, it would mean the world to me. Thanks, mate. Ollie. Fair enough. And the last one. This is from Laura Ashley.
No.
From Tennessee.
The Laura Ashley.
I believe so,
brilliant.
Yeah. Hey, you piss mops. I'm sure Laura would address us as such.
Oh, yes.
Hey, you piss mops. Okay, so I was in the car the other day with my mum, and James fucking Blunt came on the radio. In a panic, I tried to change the station. My mum said, no, you're not changing the channel. This is an awesome song. Awesome song? More like fucking torture. James Blunt needs to die along with all the kitten blood. Stupid fucking emo kids. Anyway, I love the show. I laugh my ass off every time I listen. And now I have a whole new vocabulary thanks to you guys. Keep up the awesome work. Laura Ashley from Tennessee.
Nice.
I believe that's where Laura Ashley is from.
Cool.
Quite possibly.
But not cool at the same time. Because, you know, it's the Blunt.
It is the Blunt.
I feel quite bad about introducing James Blunt. I mean, we didn't obviously introduce him, but we've mentioned him a lot.
And it's got mixed up. Everyone seems to think emo kids like James Blunt. They don't.
Yeah, that's not.
Blunt so fans are below the emo kids.
Yeah, they're like amoebas.
They're Serb kitten blood. They're kitten Serb. if you like James
Emos
Blunt
versus Blunt eyes.
No, if you like James Blunt from now on, you're kitten Serb.
Kitten Serb.
You're Serb kitten blood. You're kitten Serb. Let's see if that one catches
low
up.
In the food chain.
They'll never get that.
The kids that emos pick on.
Yeah, the kids that emos pick on.
They like James Blunt.
They're kinsubs. Alright, look, I've just thought of that. I'm happy. Next song, because we want to rush on with this a bit, don't we? Do we? Look, we're 20 minutes in, we've only played one song.
Oh, sorry.
The Quakes. Now, Paul Roman, lead singer with The Quakes, right? I got The Quakes album when their first album, when it came out, 86, 87. Might have talked about it last week, can't remember. Didn't think it had been recorded that well. Proves it wasn't, because future releases by The Quakes have been nothing short of fantastic.
Right.
And I added them as a MySpace friend. I found them and said, listen, is there any chance that you could send us your latest CD? We'd love to play it on the show. Got a really nice message back from him going, yeah, of course. And they sent us their latest album, PsyOps. Can you guess what The Quakes website is, though?
TheQuakes.com?
TheQuakes.com. Tony, you're on a roll tonight, mate.
Hey.
Seems only fair that we should play the most suitable song by The Quakes on their album Psyops, which is available through Aurex Records, thequakes.com. Their MySpace will be on our top 16 this week. This is Assholes in the Express Lane. There's an asshole in the express lane, and you'd all better know about it right now, hadn't you? Hey, this is so weird. Oh, that's better. Right, so that is The Quakes. You find out more about them, thequakes.com. I love them. It's nice that there's an asshole in the express lane. We all know there is. Yeah. They're not going far. Get out of the fucking way. Those of you not old enough to drive yet, what a joy you have in store, particularly if you're in the UK and you get the pleasure of the M1, the M25. The M3, the M6, the M4, the M5, the M42, the M20, the M2, the A1M, the A6, or any other of the major arteries that M11. Fuck up on a Friday. M11's a nightmare.
On it today.
Oh, because you've just had it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us your Eager story now, or do you want to save it a bit?
I'll save it and have a think about it. Do you want to
okay.
see what...
I'm going to do a rather early poetry corner.
Okay.
Right now. And the reason for this rather early poetry corner is that last week we didn't get it in till right at the end, and I didn't think we did it justice.
Okay.
So I think it's better that we do. If you have a poem that you'd like to write for us, or one that you've got already, that you wrote yourself, I'll explain why, that you wrote yourself, please do email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, and we'll read out one poem a week, because I think this show needs a bit of culture.
Certainly does.
I think it's lacking in some culture sometimes.
Yes.
Mostly the only culture on this show is on the inside of my shorts. And as we all know, I'm not wearing any pants. Rather disgustingly, you already knew that. I'm not sure how. But anyway, maybe it's because you just know
you've been
that...
smiling and winking all night.
I fly commando throughout the summer. So anyway, this one came in from Amanda. See what you think of this. He goes, "Hey guys, you make me laugh, so thanks a bunch. And thank you for introducing me to all these great bands. I made a bit of a poem, so here it is. Punky, punky, is so very funky. It makes me want to dance like a monkey. I remember the times that I did laugh, listening to these guys being stupidly daft. But can she type? What a great name. Going here and there again and again. Poor Paulie B, rabbitless now. Joe says cunt straight out too loud. Tony Can't Get Laid, It's Never Too Late, All in All, What a Great Show, Download It Now, Thought You Should Know. Tell me, what do you think? Thanks, Amanda. Well, Amanda, I think it's absolutely
shit.
Oh,
right.
But it's quite funny. There's a punky punky, it's very funny, it makes me want to dance like a monkey. Right, Tony, do you want to do... Thank you, Amanda. Oh, and by the way, George, don't panic, we will be reading yours out soon in a special show we've got lined up for a couple of weeks' time. Also, if you do like the Quakes, we will be doing a psychobilly, kind of psychobilly sort of special in a few weeks as well, which I know some of our punk rock fans will be very pissed off about, but fuck it, you'll listen anyway. Mm-hmm. Right, right. Tony, is a twat.
Okay, so if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Please make them funny.
And, it does
and,
help.
And not too evil. You know, just...
We don't mind about them being...
Just don't give me a list of just... Like, fucking bitch, whore, slag.
We don't mind them being evil, but we don't want them to emotionally scar...
No.
The victims. Like,
no.
Please. I'd hate to think that that in one day's time there'll be a... it's going to be in the States, isn't it? It's going to be... But it'll be done over here, but it'll be... The UK's worst podcast, when podcasts go wrong.
Podcast attack.
Little Joe, 14, had never actually listened to Punky. You know, it's going to be fucking terrible, isn't it? Then one of his mates said, you should listen to this show one week. He found out he was the victim of a piece on the show called Is a Twat. As a direct result of that, and the fact he was a kitten bird, he slit his wrist and wanked himself to death in the dark.
Whilst listening to James Blunt,
because he was emo serb.
Emo serb.
I'm sorry.
Okay. This is from Bear.
Oh, no, he's on every week.
Angry Bear.
Angry Bear and Tractor Enthusiast. Yeah. Fair point, the Massey Ferguson 35 is a classic, and Eric Tomorrow of the Mediocre Pod Show was very confused about the tractor conversation. Clearly never been to the West Country.
But also clearly doesn't look quite as good in the black shirt and the red tie as me.
No, he looks significantly better.
No, he doesn't.
He's bigger than you, man, I'm saying yes.
Fair enough. Alright, okay. I'm going to have to... forgive me if I read some of this wrong, it's... Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, one bear. Okay, you know that northern cunt who stayed at mine? Obviously not personally.
Good start.
But you know who I mean. Well, him and the Chief, a rock band chauffeur friend of mine, were both here the other day, and we walked back from the local with Dakota. A little bit worse for wear, and we're all there in the kitchen having a nice post-pub brew and some leftover food to kill off the beer munchies, and I suddenly noticed we were minus the Chief and Sam, the dopey northern fuckwit who loves the South. So I figure they're out in the tour van bumming or playing Xbox or something. So I go out to ask if they want a cuppa or some lube or something. And I get halfway across the yard and just hear, we really shouldn't be doing this. So I shine the torch and there they are on the fucking quad. Now them going on it while I was at work, that's okay. But middle of the night, no lights, pissed, that's just not a good idea.
That's twatty.
So I think the Chief and Sam should be is a twats for the week. But also that night, I go to bed with B, who didn't they get set up through the show?
Punky,
that?
Yes. It's a very romantic
bringing
show.
Lovers together.
We're uniting fans and bands across the lands.
Yes.
And we're bringing lovers together.
Mm. But not in the get to lead section.
Well, those
show.
West Country fucksacks, they'll shag anything though. B probably is actually a B.
Right.
Well, it's nearly the birds and the bees, it's the bears and the bees.
Bears and the bees.
The bears and the bees, man.
Oh. Thinking that could be the title for the show.
I'm sorry, be quiet, Paul.
Okay, so also that night, I go to bed with B, and I passed out pretty soon after. But she was so hyper, she was still awake when there's a light knock at the door. So B being awake and knowing that...
Don't tell me, she was buzzing!
B being awake and knowing that the Chief and Sam had joked about busting in on us whilst on the job, as soon as one of them so shouts, fuck off, we're fucking you cunts! To which my mum replied, okay, but don't forget you've got work in the morning. When I found out the next day, both me and my dad pissed ourselves laughing. Poor girl. So yeah, because of that, I think the Chief and or Sam should be is a twat. Cheers, Steve. P.S. The lime and Thai spices Walker sensations are really nice. I don't know.
Oh, they are nice, yeah.
Are they?
They're the ones that Charlotte Church is doing the business on.
Ah, doing the business on. So...
She's doing her business on crisps.
That's a hell of a balancing act.
Hey.
So, the Chief and Sam from up north is a twat.
Fair enough. Good one, man. Now, you will notice there's no background music here.
Yeah.
That's because I've just had to change the CD. Because those of you who got a bit confused at the start of the show, that was actually what we did at the start there was part one of what I'm calling Recorder Classics.
Nice.
Last Thursday night, we went to my mate Pino's birthday, and we stayed at our friends Felix and Charlie, who are always looking.
Hamboy.
The ones, yeah, Hamboy. And whatever we called her, Hamboy and Charlie, yeah, Hamboy and stupid. Hamboy and always looking. And they told us before about how when they get pissed, they bring out the jazz recorder. Right. And they've actually heard, somehow it's become a ringtone. One thing they did when they were really pissed, someone recorded it, someone put it on the net, and now there's loads of kids around Hitchin and it's spreading who've got this ridiculous recorder noise for their ringtone. So me and Kerry said, obviously, if we're going to be back at your place, we want to get together a bit of a jazz recorder ensemble.
Uh-huh.
And we had a go at a few tunes. We were obviously under the influence of various different things that may or may not be legal or otherwise. We'd had a lovely night. And this is our take on the Cream classic, Sunshine of Your Love. Yeah. Let's see what you make of this.
It's on. Okay. When are you ready?
One, two, three, four.
That was our jazz recorder ensemble. This is Sweatmaster and Well Connected. That's brilliant. That's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Sweatmaster. I love it. That Great is Sweatmaster. That is Well Connected. That's from their first album called Sharp Cut. And can you guess Sweatmaster's website?
Sweatmaster.net, isn't it?
Sweatmaster.net. You are on a roll this evening. I'm checking your bad self, man. You've clearly been checking mine. And that's so...
Check your bold self.
So far this evening, we've had music from the Dead Identities from England.
Yep.
Then the Quakes from the good old US of A. Mm-hmm. Then Sweatmaster from Finland.
From Finland.
What will the last track be? Who knows?
I don't know.
So, Tony, do you want to tell me about your trip to Riga in Latvia?
Yeah. Riga. Went for my friend's 30th. It was okay. It's one of those places where it's an upcoming stag party weekend,
yeah.
Which I didn't quite understand because it's not... I don't think it's really that staggy. And it's always one of those places where... Oh, beer's only 20 pence a pint over there. and it's not. Never is. I hear about these mystical places where...
I think it was once.
Probably was, but this past few years it's definitely been westernised a little bit.
It's still 20p in Baku.
Maybe. But yeah, we got there. It was good. The first day there was the Saturday, and that was obviously the England match. So we watched that in a Latvian bar. And hey, you've never seen an England match unless you've seen it with Latvian commentators. And then it was talking about our goalkeeper from a few years ago. I don't quite understand why they kept mentioning David Seaman.
Seaman.
Maybe because it's just funny.
It is.
But it is a funny name. But I'm sure they were just convinced that
Latvian,
who was playing.
If you're Latvian, right, and you're here, and you know a bit of English through porn, probably... And you find out that the England goalkeeper is called David Seaman.
Yeah.
And then you find out that a player in the same team as him in the 2002 World Cup is called Nicky Butt. You're in for fun and games. Seaman into Butt. Perfect.
Jack has had the script from 4 years ago and they just read it out again.
Quite possibly.
Neither of those play for him again.
I've just realised the song that I was going to play last, I was going to play one called Devil's Luck, but I could play Bad Boys, Red Light Girls. Should I play that one instead?
Yeah, do that.
That'd be more fitting, wouldn't it? Yeah, alright.
Oh, unfortunately not.
But
on the Saturday
good
night...
Good boys, no red light girls.
Yeah, we went to a club. Now, I went with my friend Robster, who is living down in London, and he's the guy who dragged us to Ministry of Sound.
So he's already a bad man.
He's already bad man. But this time he's...
If you could say that like Yoda, that'd be brilliant.
Bad man. Man bad ears.
So this time he put a bit more research into it. It was always looking.
Always looking.
Because he listens to Punky.
You've got to be always looking when in Latvia. Always looking.
Always looking. And he booked us a table in this club called Club Essentials, which has four floors and different types of music. And he booked us a table in the kind of mixed music room.
Right.
Which was weird. We went quite early, it was empty, and they had a big video screen.
Yeah.
Showing kind of like a VH1 kind of channel, but it was all smoky.
Smoky?
Smoky, they're all living next door to Alice and all that good time music.
Good times
smoky.
Music. Yeah.
Big in Latvia. And then that just carried on night, just some complete random, they had to get a gay half hour with like Freddie Mercury.
You mean you only had a gay half hour, Tony? That's not like you.
I know.
I'm surprised you didn't make it a whole homosexual weekend.
I know. Put my handbag down and danced around it.
You're in touch with your feminine side this week, man, I have to say.
And that's basically the highlight of the weekend was this club. And then after that, we kind of chilled out a bit and had a few meals. But we walked around looking for the red light district inside of it, but it's not good.
It's all Russian mafia in it there. You don't want to go down the wrong road, do you?
Yeah, they do tend to beat you up.
Yeah.
Chuck you in Alice.
You don't want to go down the wrong road in Riga.
As well.
Hey, there's a punky piece of advice for you. If in Riga, don't go down the wrong road.
No.
Yeah.
Got lost a couple of times as well, but yes. So I don't think... I'm not going to bother going back. It was a nice place. It was a good hotel. We played in the Albert Hotel, which is lovely. But it was all very expensive and there's better places to go.
See,
As
far as I'm concerned, Riga is just the gateway to Finland.
True. And also, I mean, when I told you...
You do day trips to Helsinki from there, can't you, I think? You can do it from Estonia, yeah. Yeah, which is even more expensive, but...
Yeah, I've heard Helsinki is expensive.
Yeah.
But when I told you we were going, you suggested the shooting range.
Kalashnikov shooting. You've got to go and shoot Kalashnikovs.
First thing I told them on the way down to Stansted was, well, you can hire Kalashnikovs, go shooting. Everyone's up for it. We get there, we research it, we find a place, we phone it, and they'd closed it down due to technical difficulties.
What possible technical difficulties you have about shooting Kalashnikovs? They must have run out of bullets. They'd run out of bullets, haven't they?
Price of bullets gone up or something.
Yeah, they've gone up in line with beer and inflation.
Yeah. So if you go to Riga, check out the shooting gallery.
Yeah, see if it's open.
Yeah, yes, that's been just...
Find out
maybe it's closed every weekend.
Open. Yeah. It sounds a bit dodgy that it's only open Sundays.
Yeah, it's just Sundays like 2 till 10 or something. I don't know.
And they're not the Sunday
shooting
you were there.
Day? Don't know.
Yeah.
But the women over there, very, very, very cute. But
are they worth shooting?
No. They're very they're lovely women, but I didn't see any good looking women over the age of about 25. It's very strange.
Yeah, but you don't, Tony. Because you're always looking for the younger girls. That's why you're getting so much trouble.
That's
why you're always looking. That's why you weren't invited to Amsterdam with us and why you prefer Prague. You're digging yourself another big hole again, Tone. I think we ought to move out of this one.
Abandon Link. Abandon Link.
Abandon Link. Reputation overboard. Again.
There you go. So I got back this afternoon. I got back about 5 o'clock today.
Right.
No, it's good. I enjoyed myself. I had a good break afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you've never been there before, and it was a good experience.
Yep.
So, yeah. I've got one or two things that I'd like to just mention quickly. This is unusual for us to actually tell you to go and listen to another podcast.
Right.
Other than Total Talk Nonsense, which we do love.
Which is our favourite.
Yeah, and it's TotalTalkNonsense.com and details on our MySpace and blah blah. Right, but I have to say, the Steve Wright podcast, I don't know whether I've mentioned this to you, but it's not the Steve Wright show, it's a BBC Radio 2 show.
Right, yeah.
But they take this thing on it called Ask Elvis. It's absolutely brilliant. It's
really?
Just a 6-minute podcast that they do. Every week they get an Elvis impersonator into the studio, and listeners are invited to submit questions to him that he gets in advance, and they're incredibly detailed questions, and he gives incredibly detailed answers in a brilliant Elvis voice.
Right.
I'm not really explaining it very well.
I think I've heard it.
Listen to it. It's brilliant. It's on iTunes as Steve Wright, or it'll be on the BBC website. It's just so good. I just don't think we should be keeping it a secret from people.
No, but that is part of the show, though, isn't it? I think that is actually broadcast.
It's broadcast. It's broadcast as a feature on the show once a week. And then that's the only thing they podcast from a whole week's output.
Because a lot of the things on the... a lot of radio stations, I don't know if it's what's like in the US, but it's only over here. They do best ofs, don't they?
Yeah.
So the podcast is kind of a bastardised child.
They're terrified. Yeah,
but they can't use music.
But this one is great.
And things.
It's down as Steve Wright. It should just be called Ask Elvis. It's 5 or 6 minutes long. It's once a week. Subscribe if you can.
Good.
It's terrific.
I
love
it.
Also, World Cup.
World Cup.
And if I'm not mistaken, England won our first game against Paraguay 1-0.
You'd be right.
I would be right there.
But it wasn't a comfortable match.
It doesn't matter. It was three points.
Three points,
man. I'll tell you what would have been uncomfortable. Would have been maybe if we lost, say, 3-0 to maybe the Czech Republic.
That's true.
Like the USA did. Didn't hear many people shouting, USA, USA, after that one.
No.
I heard a lot of people shouting, Chesky Bobby Kloskopska, and stuff like that.
But they do a lot of those in the Budweiser commercials over here as well.
What Budweiser commercials?
The Budweiser commercials, they kind of go along the lines of...
Oh,
Americans.
Yeah, no, they're really good, actually.
Yeah.
They're good.
The irony part side of it. But they do say, we bring the beer. I'm not a big fan of Bud.
I'm not a big fan of Bud. But Budweiser over here was traditionally much better than it was over there.
Right.
Because it was brewed in Europe somewhere. Might have even been brewed in Ireland or in the UK. And it was much stronger. But I think their Bud's improved.
Is it?
But
I've never been to the States, so we'll go.
Beer's beer, isn't it, man?
This is true.
Let's face it, if you can get pissed on it, I'm going to have a crack on it.
Okay. The local drink in Riga is called Balsam.
And really?
It's quite nasty.
Is it shampoo?
No.
I'll have 2 pints of Alberto, please, mate.
That'll really fuck you up.
It would, yeah. Do you know what?
Yes.
I think it's time for another recorder classic.
Okay.
The heat in this country's been insane.
It's been really muggy today.
After having the worst May we've ever had, we've had the best June, and then it just started to go slightly awry today. But can you just talk about something while I sort this out?
Yeah, the weather, it was really nice over here last week, and then I flew to Riga, obviously, and it drops 10 degrees while I'm in Riga. Thanks for that. Landed in the country today, and it was lovely. It's like, in the UK, you get really bad weather and you fly to a nice destination like Spain or something and it's nice and warm. I had the same thing today flying from Riga back to the UK, which is really bizarre. So normally it's just raining, piss it down. But it was really nice until we got up from London to Nottingham, then it started raining, basically.
Boiling here.
Got home, opened the windows, then a thunderstorm. Didn't last very long.
No.
But
It's been boiling. And we've inherited a dog. For a fortnight.
Oh, yeah.
Who gets freaked out by thunder. That's all I need, a yappy little spastic fucking running about. All that. Okay, look, it's just a bit of thunder, girl. You know, she's an old dog. It's not like she's never heard it before.
Mm.
They don't learn, you know, dogs.
No.
And she's old, you know. You can't teach her new tricks. I've tried. I said, come on, Skip, I'm sick of the juggling. Do a bit of fire eating. Just wouldn't have it. No. All she wants to do is juggle.
Do a backflip.
All she wants to do is juggle, that dog. Anyway, she's quite funny. Breath stinks, though. I shouldn't get so close. As I said to the proper Mrs. Edwards, you spoil that dog. Now,
okay.
This, all right, is our part 3 of our recorder classics.
Mm-hmm.
This was going to be the one that I was going to play out the show with, but you've actually persuaded me that there's another one we should play last. So I'm going to play this one now, and then straight after it, I'm going to play the last proper track on the show this week, which is another one from Monkey Bones.
Oh, the Russian psychobilly.
The Russian Russian rock and roll. They call it psychobilly, but there's bits of punk in there, there's bits of metal, there's bits of psychobilly. But Tony, what's their website?
Monkeybones.com.
Yeah, but how are you spelling bones?
With a Z at the end.
You're right. Is that 4 out of 4?
Yeah, man.
I think it is. It's a record. Yeah. You're a genius. Monkeybones.com. They'll also be on MySpace Top 16.
Oh, yeah, check yourself out. Yeah. Turn the page.
Yeah. Anyway, before them, here is... Well, I'm not going to tell you what this is. In fact, our US listeners might not be familiar with this song. I don't know whether it was a big hit in the States. It was massive in the UK.
Okay.
And I think we've improved upon it with but 4 recorders.
Go for it. Go for it. We're on. 1, 2, 3, 4. End of another show then.
I just listened to the start of that.
The start of
we
that
talk
song
over
is
random
so great,
bits
yeah.
of it sometimes.
In a cabin, bunch of cunts.
So that was Monkey Bones, and that was Bad Boys, Red Light Girls, and that's from their album, which is called Catch 14. And find out more about them, monkeybones.com. I love them. We were just saying I think they've relocated to Berlin from Russia.
Yeah.
But I just would love to hang about with them. You see the photo of them, they look so great in their white suits and their bad sunglasses and their nonsense. They're brilliant. Great band. I'd love to see them live as well. You never know, they might come to the UK sometime.
I don't know.
few things to talk about at the end of the show here. First of all, we have had a couple of iTunes reviews on UK iTunes this week. Right. If you can review us on iTunes, that would be a really great help.
Yeah.
We would like to. And I haven't read them out this week because when I'm away in the States, we're going to try and do a couple of shows in advance or maybe
we're going to plan it
with a
we?
Guest host for one of them. We don't know yet.
Possibly.
But I'm going to read out the new iTunes reviews in one of those.
Right.
If that makes sense. Also, the user forums, lastminutecomedy.com. You can get to them through Punky Radio.
Yeah, Punky Radio basically is everything's on there.
Feel free to go on
need.
There, have a look round. Podcast Alley, we would like you to vote for us. We do. We do beg a bit, but
yeah.
It just helps to keep us up there. We pick up a few extra listeners from being higher up the chart. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to know that, because we get genuine votes. We've had about 90-odd votes this month already.
Yeah.
Which is a record for us.
It's nice that you listen and appreciate the show.
Most of them are accompanied by comments, and it's so nice to be able to look round at the other people and go, oh, fuck off, you fucking fuck fucks.
Fucking fuck fucks.
You fucking fuck fucks. God. We're proper. We're proper. We're not pretend. We're not cheating. We're good, and people like us, and we like them as well.
Yeah. Loyal fan base.
And make sure you check out Pod Riot.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while since you mentioned that.
Half a dozen good podcasts on there.
We always start and end the show with a Pod Riot.
Yeah. Oh, I need to do my thing. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Tony, we've only got 23 seconds left.
Oh, shit.
And I've got to do this.
Well, what do we do?
Knickers.
You ready?
No. But you can probably say goodbye, Tony. We just play this bit out.
Goodbye, Tony.
But you can't hear.
I've got a dumb recorder. What the fuck is that all about?
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.